This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The Northern Hemisphere has just entered meteorological autumn. It begins on September 1st, several weeks before the autumnal equinox. Sioux Falls meteorologist Todd Heikamp says the new season is coming up after an unusual month of weather.
It really was in many locations across the upper Midwest, but here specifically in South Dakota, it was started out to be a dry month and then ended up to be a fairly wet month in many locations, especially down the southeastern part of the state.
Heitkamp says the western part of the state has not gotten as much moisture. Sioux Falls and other parts of East River are now out of drought conditions. Heitkamp says there's really no strong indication of what the month will bring for precipitation. He says it's close to the time where farmers want rain to stop so they can get their harvests done. State officials say juvenile incarceration rates are declining in South Dakota. Governor Dennis Dugard, corrections leaders, and the legislature made reforms a priority in 2015. In the period between then and now, young offenders in state custody have dropped from more than 200 to fewer than 100. Christy Bunkers with the Department of Corrections says the new program offers alternatives to juvenile detention or jail settings.
I would say we're responding to the challenges that young people have differently, and I believe that we're treating the root cause to what's going on with these children. That their behavior is a response to something, either something that's occurring within the family. It could be supervision challenges. It could be a variety of issues that a family's having.
Bunker says the decline in incarcerated young people is not a sign crime rates are falling. She says more offenders are receiving alternative methods to time in state custody. Officials say 5 years ago, South Dakota had one of the highest juvenile incarceration rates in the U.S. That statistic led leaders to rebuild the system. This is STPB News.